Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Welspun Enterprises Q1 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Vishnu. On behalf of JM Financial, I welcome everybody to Q1 FY26 earnings conference call of Welspun Enterprises Limited. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Salil Bawa, Group Head Investor Relations of Welspun World. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Vaibhav, and good afternoon to all of you. On behalf of Welspun Enterprises Limited, I welcome each one of you to the company's Q1 FY2026 earnings call. Along with me today, I have Mr. Sandeep Garg, Managing Director and CEO, Mr. Saurin Patel, Managing Director for Welspun Michigan Engineers Limited, Mr. Abhishek Choudhary, Chief Executive Officer, Welspun Enterprises, and our CFO, Mr. Lalit Jain. I have also Sangeeta Tripathi, who leads Investor Relations for Welspun Enterprises. We hope you have had a chance to review the investor presentation that we filed with the exchanges yesterday. The presentation is also uploaded on the company's website. During today's discussion, we'll be making references to this presentation. Hence, we'll request you to take a moment to review the safe harbor statement in the presentation. As usual, we'll start the forum with the opening remarks from the leadership team, and then we'll open the floor for Q&A. Once the call gets over, should you have any further queries, please feel free to connect with any one of us. With that, I would now like to hand over the floor to Mr. Sandeep Garg, Managing Director, Welspun Enterprises Limited. Over to you, Mr. Garg.
Thank you, Salil. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm pleased to welcome you to the Welspun Enterprises Q1 FY26 results conference call. I thank you all for being present today. In Q1 FY26, our consolidated revenue declined by 9% year-on-year. This was expected. I would want to reference to my earlier guidance for the FY26, wherein I had mentioned that around 40% of our targeted revenue will come in H1 of this year, unlike previous years where our revenue was more evenly distributed amongst both halves. The early onset of monsoon has also impacted our revenue this year, and we have lost approximately 10 days on our road projects. This led to fewer operational days and consequently impacted our revenue. Mr. Lalit Jain, our CFO, will share some more details on this in the call later. Despite this, our margins expanded, and the EBITDA grew by 8% year-on-year from 193 crores rupees in Q1 FY25 to 208 crores rupees, underscoring our continued focus on operational efficiency and margin resilience. Our subsidiary, Welspun Michigan Enterprises Limited, or WMEL, began the year with a healthy performance, reporting revenue of rupees 208 crores, up 45% year-on-year. Mr. Saurin Patel, Managing Director of WMEL and CEO Water Vertical, will provide further insights on both WMEL and our water segment shortly. As on 30th of June 2025, our standalone order book stands at ₹11,960 crores. ₹11,962 crores, while our subsidiary WMEL holds an order book of ₹2,805 crores, bringing the consolidated order book to ₹13,665 crores. It is important to clarify that WMEL order book includes ₹1,102 crores order related to DGT project, which has been sourced from WEL. Additionally, the consolidated order book also includes O&M contracts worth ₹4,400 crores. Further, we are actively pursuing new projects worth about 12,000 to 13,000 crores, which are likely to be bid over the next 30 to 45 days. We believe these opportunities will strengthen our growth visibility and execution pipeline. On the balance sheet front, we continue to maintain a strong financial position with consolidated cash reserves of ₹1,068 crores. This provides us with significant flexibility to pursue our growth opportunities while maintaining financial discipline. Mr. Nandan Jain, our CFO, will walk you through the financials in greater detail. Coming to our road project updates, as expected and shared during our Q4 earning calls, I am pleased to confirm that we have received the provisional completion certificate PCOD for the landmark Antasimaria bridge project. To reiterate its significance, this is India's widest extra-dose cable stay bridge spanning 1.8 kilometers over the Ganga with a 34-meter wide deck. This connects Patna to Begusarai and is expected to reduce the travel time by over an hour. This project truly exemplifies engineering excellence and innovation. As stated earlier, we will attempt to monetize this project during the fiscal year. In addition, our Mukarba Chowk Panipat or MCP project has received its completion certificate. In line with our agreement with Actis, we will now move forward with the transfer of our remaining 51% stake after completion of necessary formalities. Varanasi Aurangabad road project. The project is advancing steadily and will be completed by this calendar year. I stand corrected. By this financial year, SNRP project. The project has achieved about 70% physical progress and is on track to receive the provisional completion certificate in this calendar year. Coming to oil and gas, as informed last time, we have signed an agreement for the block C-37 adjacent to our existing assets. We are currently progressing on evacuation discussions with ONGC and DGH, and once finalized, we'll announce our strategy for further development. I'm happy to share that our commitment to excellence continues to be recognized. Our Varanasi Aranga Road project won the Gold Award for Road Safety Excellence at the 2025 OHSE Excellence Awards. Our supply chain team won the People's Choice Award at Alden Global's Supply Chain and Logistics Award, chosen from over 200 entries. Westman Enterprises was named Maharashtra State Best Employer Brand at the 20th Employer Branding Awards, highlighting our strong HR businesses, business alignment, and people-first approach. These recognitions reaffirm the direction we are taking and the talent we have across the organization. As mentioned earlier, FY26 will see a back-ended execution cycle. Projects such as Bhandup Water Treatment Plant and Dharavi Ghatkopar Tunnel have moved past the pre-implementation stage and will now be under execution post-monsoon. We thus expect execution momentum to accelerate in Q3 and Q4 of FY26. I want to reaffirm that we are well positioned for long-term value creation and expect our FY26 revenue to grow to ₹4,000 to 4,000 crores at consolidated level. With a sharp focus on high return segments, disciplined execution, and strength of robust order book, we remain confident in our ability to drive sustainable growth and deliver meaningful value to all our stakeholders. Further, I would like to take this opportunity to mention that our CEO, Mr. Abhishek Chaudhary, will be addressing you later in the call to discuss our strategic priorities and approach to operational excellence. Thank you once again for your time and support. And now hand over this call to Mr. Sarvind Patel for his remarks.
Thank you, Sandeep, and good morning to everyone. I appreciate your interest in the company and I'm pleased to present key updates from our water vertical along with our strategic outlook. Welspun Enterprises is strategically strengthening its position as a specialized engineering solutions provider in the water infrastructure sector, an underserved market with substantial growth potential. We aim to focus and expanding ourselves into complex high-value segments such as tunneling, wastewater treatment, and large-scale water delivery systems. These areas present strong demand and attractive opportunities for market leadership, driven by accelerating urbanization and increasing environmental priorities. The factors that underpin our confidence in delivering sustainable returns. Now, let me briefly take you all on our project updates in the water vertical. The Dharavi Wastewater Treatment Facility. This flagship project is progressing on track. Our sequencing batch reactor, SBR, all the RCC works will be finalized by quarter two. The blow building RCC works are ongoing and are expected to be completed by August 2025. Excavation for the IPS and sludge areas is progressing well. We soon look forward to inviting you for a site visit to witness this progress firsthand. The Bhandup Water Treatment Facility. I'm pleased to announce that all critical clearances for the Bhandup project have been secured. The project will start in full swing in quarter 3 FY26. Excavation work in the inlet, active flow and DMF areas is currently underway. The Uttar Pradesh Jal Jeevan Mission, UPJJM. We remain on track for project completion. The works are progressing smoothly and once commissioned, the initiative will positively impact nearly 2,500 villages, delivering a substantial social benefit alongside economic value. SmartOps. A transformational water tech venture. Turning to SmartOps, our technology-driven joint venture in the water treatment area, SmartOps offers a modular, scalable, and cost-effective platform to rejuvenate and recycle contaminated water bodies, including urban drains and ponds. We have successfully completed two projects in FY26, including a 285 million liter cleaning and treatment project at Digalapur Pukhuri in Guwahati, in Assam, and Durgakund rejuvenation in Kashi, Uttar Pradesh, of 112 million liters. water body. Recognizing the nationwide potential, we have institutionalized SmartOps as a separate company. For the Dharavi Ghatkopar Tunnel project, we are working on securing pre-project clearances and expecting to start the shaft work at the Dharavi outlet in Q3 FY26. Welspun Michigan Enterprises Limited. Our subsidiary WMEL continues to exhibit strong momentum. In Q1 FY26, WMEL reported revenues of 208 crore, reflecting a 45% year-on-year growth, with an EBITDA margin of 21.8%. As of June 30, 2025, WMEL's order book stands at 2,805 crore, delivering a robust book-to-bill ratio of approximately 3x and strong revenue visibility over the coming quarters. We are, of course, targeting several opportunities across various segments and are hopeful to convert this into a robust additional order book during the current financial year. We remain deeply committed to scaling our water infrastructure business, leveraging our expanding capabilities, early project execution successes, and strong financial performance. Our strategic combination of engineering expertise, technological innovation, and disciplined project management positions us well to create sustainable, long-term value in this critical sector. I now invite our CEO, Mr. Abhishek Chaudhary, to take you through our strategic priorities and approach to operational excellence. Over to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Sorin. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. We are at a pivotal moment in our journey where strategy, innovation, and sustainability comes together to create a long-term value. Today, I'll share with you all how we are driving growth, strengthening operations, embracing digitalization, building a future-ready organization, and embedding ESG principles into everything we do. These are not just initiatives. They reflect our commitment to consistent results, market leadership, and responsible business. Digitalization. Adoption of tools like 3D, 4D, 5D, BIM, and S4HANA, digitalization of the entire project management dashboard, process optimizations, real-time data analytics, redefining our supply chain processes, integration of e-governance, which will further improve our control and bring in operational efficiencies. Further, by aligning our functional support with the business needs, and through continuous process optimization and effective performance management, we are improving our efficiencies. We are also building the organization for the future. Our people and culture are central to our long-term success. We are investing in leadership development, reskilling, and fostering a culture based on Welspun's life values, which is learning, innovation, trust, and endurance. We are nurturing young talent from top institutes and also partnering with them for exploring research and development opportunities. ESG, Environment, Social, and Governance. We are driving social impact through initiatives like decarbonization, through clean mobility, alternative fuels, solar adoption, etc. Last year, we have reduced over 50,000 tons CO2 emissions, saving 1.7 lakh kiloliters of construction water and recycling 9,000 metric tons of construction waste. We stand committed to our chairman's vision of 3G, growth, green, and governance for a sustainable and responsible growth, while also prioritizing environmentally sustainable practices and strong corporate governance. With a clear strategic foresight, operational rigor, digital innovation, and a future-ready organization, coupled with strong ESG principles, we are well positioned to deliver sustainable growth and long-term value for our investors. Now, I would like to hand it over to Mr. Lalit Jain, CFO WEM, for taking you all through the financial results of Q1 FY26. Over to you, Lalit.
Thank you, Abhishek. And good afternoon, everyone. I appreciate your interest in our business and performance. I will now walk you through our Q1 FY26 financial results, followed by an overview of our segment-wise performance. Q1 FY26, consolidated financial performance, revenue from operations stood at Rs. 845 crore, marking a 9% year-on-year decline. This was primarily due to three factors. One, early onset of monsoon from May, which curtailed execution by 10 days. Two, current year guidance of back-ended revenue, gross with H1, H2 at 40-60 ratio. This is driven by completion of two road projects early in the year and further commencement of the key water project post-monsoon in the H2. Reason 3, absence of one-time claim of Rs. 16 crore that had positively impacted revenue in Q1 FY25. As per our guidelines, for H1 was 40% of annual turnover. Top line should have been Rs. 840 crore for Q1 FY26. Whereas our top line is Rs. 845 crore despite early monsoon by 10 days. Due to this, we lost turnover by Rs. 30 crore. By considering the same, our top line is higher by 6-7% against guidance. EBITDA margin improved to 23.8% compared to 20.1% in Q1 FY25. An expansion of 377 basis points year on year. Despite the top line decline, EBITDA grew 8% year on year, reaching 208 crore, reflecting strong operating efficiency. Profit before tax was broadly stable at Rs. 154 crore compared to Q1 FY25. Now, Q1 FY26 standalone financial performance. Standalone revenue from operation is Rs. 604 crore, representing a 19% year-on-year decline. EBITDA for the year is Rs. 124 crore, down by 4% year-on-year, while margin improved by 289 bps, raising from 16.6% in Q1 FY25 to 19.5% in Q1 FY26. PBT stood at 117 crore, reflecting a 2% year-on-year decline. Balance sheet position. Our balance sheet remains strong and resilient. On a standalone basis, net worth stands at Rs. 2776 crore and we continue to maintain a net cash position of Rs. 988 crore. On consolidated basis, net worth is Rs. 2811 crore with a net debt of Rs. 378 crore. Now, segmental performance Q1 FY26 on consolidated basis. Segment-wise revenue distribution, transport 316 crore, 37% share, water 310 crore, 37% share, tunneling and rehabilitation 218 crore, 26% share. The water segment registered robust 38% year-on-year growth, whereas the transport segment declined by 43%, largely due to the completion of two major projects, Mukrabato project, that is MCP, and Antasimaria project in the previous quarter. While the tunneling and rehabilitation segment grew by 53% year-on-year basis. The expansion in water margin reflects the improved quality of our project mix and our continued focus on cost optimization and execution efficiency. In summary, despite seasonal and weather-related challenges, our performance demonstrates resilience and improving profitability. We remain well-positioned to capitalize on future opportunities with a strong balance sheet, operational discipline, healthy order, bid pipeline, for future. Now, we open the floor for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Kaustubh Shah from Wallfort PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for the entire management for the detailed overview of various segments. My first question was to Abhishek. Abhishek, you mentioned about the digital initiatives and capability building. Can you throw some more light as to what exactly this is going to help us, and whether this initiative has already helped us in the Q1 in terms of the margin improvement? If it can be detailed, it will be more helpful to understand.
Sure, Kaustubh. On the digital initiative front, as I explained to you in my opening remarks, we have already implemented and migrated to S/4HANA, which is SAP/4HANA. We have also digitized the entire project management system, which is an in-house developed system called Well.Darpan, and the entire project review are now taking place on this, and we have also developed our MIS tool. We are working on very path-breaking initiatives like 3D, 4D, 5D, building information memorandum system for our projects at Dharavi and Bandhu, and wish to complete e-governance in our working and use of AI tools for increasing operational efficiencies in the existing business segments. And definitely, because this is a journey which we have started, and it has started contributing to our margins, and moving forward, we will reap in more results.
Just to add to what Abhishek said, the margin expansion that you see is also directly correlated to better utilization of the resources, which was possible because of the real-time information that we could get through the improved information systems and real-time data, which was available for decision-making.
Okay, can we assume that the margins will be around 24-25% from here on the EBITDA side?
So, the guidance we would not want to change because of various reasons, but yes, as we see our projects to be able to deliver similar margins, the project, once the product mix changes and we have a few more transport projects, we will come back and give a revised guidance if we need to.
Okay, fair enough. Next question was on the, so we have a healthy cash on the balance sheet. So are we looking at any M&A activity in the water space, or what is your view as to how the cash will be utilized in the future?
So two parts of the question, I would want to address them. Number one is, do we see the use of cash that we have in the business that we look ahead? The answer is we see a significant work getting awarded in the coming months, both in the water and the transport verticals. And they will be also in these two modes of execution, that is through the BOT or as well as through AM. So we see the consumption of this cash in the businesses very easy. And as we have always maintained, we are always looking for opportunities where we can collaborate, innovate, and bring in cutting edge technologies, which is value creative for the stakeholders. So always open for any acquisition or merger in case it brings value to our stakeholders.
One more question on the order book side. In the last phone call, we had mentioned that for FY26, we should see a good, healthy, order inflow of around about 9,000 to 10,000 crores. But if I see for this quarter, it has been hardly 200 odd crores. So are we still confident of achieving that number by the year end?
So, very good question. Thank you for posing it. First of all, let me try and take you through the pipeline of the projects that we have. We do have a heavy order book, but we need to build onto it. As I said, our consolidated order book stands at 13,665, including O&M order of about 4,400 crores. It gives us the visibility. As I said in my opening remarks, we are actively pursuing opportunities of about 12 to 13,000 crores over the next 30 to 45 days, bid out. Hopefully, we'll win a few of them. I also understand that NHAI is coming with large order pipeline of about 3 lakh crores for the next 8 months. These are large value contracts both in HAM and DOT. So we expect to win a few there as well. There is a large value contract in water in the states of Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, and Rajasthan, and we are well poised for exploiting those opportunities. So I'm very confident that over the next 8 months we will book fresh orders in the range of 10 to 11,000 crores. And I am reasonably confident that the Q2 will be a better, announcement from a standpoint of order book.
Great, thanks, sir. And with your permission, if I can ask one last question.
Please go ahead.
Can just squeeze it. Yeah. How do we position ourselves? Do we position ourselves as a water infra play, or because we also mentioned about the road infra projects that you will be bidding for? So how do we position ourselves? Are we a pure play water infra, or we a combined water plus transport? And in the future, would you have a demerger of the transport segment, or you continue in the same entity? That was my last question.
Let me bring out very clearly that we will continue to play in transport, which has been our forte in the past. We are adding a vertical of water, which is going to be more technology-driven play rather than pure, white label play, as the road seems to have come to. So we want to create differentiation there, and that is why there is a focus. But we are not giving up our core strength in road or in transport vertical. We may move to a more value-accretive segment within the transport of focusing more on complex projects and tunneling, etc. But or the elevated structures, but that shall remain as a part of the company as we look forward into future.
Well, thanks for all the answers and all the best to the management for the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Dheeraj Ram from Ashika Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking up my question. So my first question is, we have given a growth guidance of revenue growth guidance of 15 to 20% in 4Q. And we have done a slight degrowth. And considering the upcoming quarters, do you still maintain the top line guidance?
As I said in my opening statement, we are committed to delivering any revenue, anything between 4,000 to 4,100 crores, which is in the range of 15% over the 3,550 crores revenue reported in FY26. Want to bring in that even despite what you see today, we have seen it earlier and hence given a guidance that we will be having a more skewed towards H2 revenues, and given the guidance of about 40%, Q1 has been slightly thereabout in the same range of 20% of the revenue target. The Q2, as you see, is a very monsoon driven and impacted play. Depending upon how our job sites see that, we may be at a 20% of our guidance or slightly lower than that. But overall guidance for the FY26 remains unchanged with anything between 4,000 and 4,400 crores at the consolidated level.
Okay, sir. And the second one is, you have said the bid pipeline in prior participants' question. So can we see over 50% or 60% and above orders coming from water, or at least in the bid pipeline, since this segment has seen a significant improvement in margins, in EBIT margins, both YOY and QOQ?
So we will be targeting more value-added projects. Whether they will come from water segment or they will come from transport, it is very difficult to predict. As you know, we are in a bid environment rather than anything else. So yes, the focus is to bid for projects which are more as value accretive. Now, whether we will be able to continue our streak to grow water at the same rate as we have grown or not will be seen by the bidding pattern. Anything that you would like to add? Sorry.
I think, Sandeep, you said it well. We see substantial momentum coming into the tunneling space as well as the rehab space in the water segment. And we are very excited about how our initiative in the wastewater transformation through smart office shaping up. So, yes, I can only confirm and reiterate what you have just disclosed on the call.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, sir. Just last question, if I may. If you can give me the breakup between how much revenue contribution from Bandup and Dharavi project for Q1?
Project-wise, bifurcation, if you want, you can connect with offline. We will discuss.
Okay, sir. Okay. Yeah, thank you.
And you already given the financials.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shailesh Raja from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, out of 12,000 to 13,000 crore that we have bid, so what is the breakup of road and water?
So the current forecast that we are targeting is practically balanced. We are targeting 50-50% of the others, 50-50% bid pipeline, as we see, at this point in time for the next 30-45 days.
Okay. So what is your order intake that you expect, sir, from each of the business vertical, like WMEL, SmartOff?
So, Smart Off will remain small. It will be in the ranges of about, for the FY26, it will be in the range of 80 to 100 crores. So that's what we expect it to be.
This is the new order intake you are talking, right?
That is correct. So we are talking only about the order. The intake between Michigan and the WEL, I think the bulk of the orders will come from the WEL. The order intake at the level of directly at the WNEL may be in the ranges of about 600 crores. The balance order will be contributed by WEL. Now, giving a split between the two of water and transport, is very difficult. As I said, it's a big environment. But given the size of the opportunities that we look in both, we see that the order book in both of them will be pretty healthy in the three quarters to come in this year.
Sir, have you bidded for this desalination project in Mumbai?
Yeah, as you know, it's still not bidded, and it will be improper for me to declare our strategy.
Okay. But how do you see the growth in the next year? If I 27, as most of the road projects will get over by this year. Even if we win the road project in next 45 days, can we book decent revenue in FY 27?
So the forecast, as I said earlier, almost 93% of our revenue is for the FY 26 is covered by the existing orders. So FY 26 is pretty much the political and the weather vagaries notwithstanding and force majeure situation, we are very confident of our FY 26. And it is true, if we book the orders in the early part of FY 26, we will see some revenues flow through them in the FY 27. If we book them pretty late in FY 26, they will start contributing from H2 of FY 27.
Okay, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parth Thakkar from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is, what would be our current L1 position, sir?
We are not L1 in any of the bids. In fact, as we speak, there is no bid open, but we are expecting to bid for, as I said, in the next 30 to 45 days, anything upward of 13,000 crores.
Okay. And what is our outstanding order book on the Mumbai Barrage?
Before I go forward, I must correct myself. There is a project where we are L1, but we have counted it out because we have no formal information from the client for quite some time.
What would be the value of it?
1,850 crores value contract. We are L1, but we do not declare it because we have not heard from the client as to what their view on that particular order is. So we are not counting it at this point in time, neither in L1 nor in the order book.
Okay. What is our outstanding order book in the Mumbai Dharavi wastewater project?
Can I request you to take project-specific conversations offline, Parth, so that we can give you exact details.
Okay. And can you also provide the overall bid pipeline, like vertical-wise, if that's possible?
So we expect the order pipeline, as I said, is huge. NHAI is coming up with 3 lakh crores. We expect another 2 lakh crores in the water state, notwithstanding the transport and water transport. So there's huge opportunity going forward. Now the big pipeline for us, because we don't bid everything, so I would expect that we would be bidding anything between 70,000 to about a lakh crore worth of orders in the next 9 months.
Okay, thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raman from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead. Mr. Raman, your voice is not audible. Hello. I will request you to come back in the queue, sir. The next question is from the line of Mr. Vaibhav from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. What is the position on JJM projects in UP? So last time we indicated that our outstanding receivables are close to 200 odd crores. So what would be the order book over there, and has there been any payments received in the quarter or the year so far?
Good, Vaibhav. The UP JJM, cash flow for this quarter, we have received around 30 crore in this quarter, and money stuck till now is 237 crore as per our books of accounts. However, if we talk about the contract, as per contract, we are receiving 330 crore.
And it is true, Vaibhav, that it is the collections have been slower than the plan. But I would want to add that we have remained focused on execution and completion of the project, and we do expect the Q3 to be better as far as collections are concerned.
Okay. And so, what was the project size and the outstanding order book now for the project?
I would request if you could on a project specific order out. Execution and project specific order outstanding, if you can take it offline.
Okay, sure. And sir, are we open to any more JJM projects, maybe in UP or any other state?
I don't think at this point in time we have the bandwidth to take such a project. We will want to stay away from these high distributed projects, at least for
us
now.
Okay. Okay. And so lastly, out of our total order backlog, what would be under execution right now?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Out of our total order backlog, what would be currently under execution? Where are we awaiting the start dates?
So, there's four projects that we have, the start dates are already there. So projects are all ongoing. There's not a single project that we have on hand where the project is not ongoing. Certain projects which are, as I said, Bhandup water treatment plant and Dharavi Ghatsopar tunneling is in pre-construction approvals of statutory approval stage, which we have met, and we expect the Bhandup to start full swing civil works post monsoon, and Dharavi Ghatsopar, we expect the shaft work to begin at Dharavi post monsoon.
Okay, and sir, apart from the JJM, any other projects where payments are delayed or it is on time?
Not really.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishal Periwal from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, in terms of guidance, we did clarify. But if one look at between standalone and console, will it be more growth driven by Michigan or how do you see that?
No, I think definitely the growth rate of Michigan is going to be higher because it's at a lower base. So that's for sure. But the growth will be across both the companies. And we are giving the guidance only at the consolidated.
Right. No, so the reason why I'm asking is probably this if Michigan is driving, then the EBITDA margin could be better than what we have done or what we are seeing.
So the EBITDA margins, Vishal, will, as I said, we are not changing our guidance, but our projects are capable of giving the returns that you see in Q1 at this point in time.
Okay, right. And then maybe one last thing. In the initial part of commentary, it was mentioned smart ops in a separate company. So I just thought to clarify, so what exactly it means or if I've heard it right.
So, do I take this question?
Please go ahead.
So, SmartOps we see is a much different play than the bidded and competitive environment that we see both in Welspun Michigan and Welspun Enterprises level. It is a very different business, technology driven. It will need very different set of skill sets to manage that business, which is distributed as well as it is long-term operation and maintenance driven, etc., etc. So we have created a company and we are expecting its CEO to join very soon. It's been populated, the management team other than the CEO is already in place. And it is a joint venture with the SmartOps UK. So it is going to be a very separately housed business vertical.
So when you say separate vertical, it's a part of the Wellspun Enterprises, or it's an altogether different company altogether?
No, it is the parent for SmartOps UK is going to be Wellspun Michigan.
It's a part of Wellspun Michigan.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure, sir. Yeah. Then that's all from my side.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Sarvesh Gupta from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So first question is on the guidance. So if I work out the guidance of 4,000 to 4,100 crore, that is 12 to 14%. So we are revising it down from 15 to 20% in the previous quarter. Is that correct?
So I, because there has been reclassifications and everything happening in the accounts right now, I have, moved the guidance to become more specific to be in the ranges of 4,000 to 4,100. And I have clarified that the base is 3,550, which if we reach the 4,100 will be about 15% is what my computation says. And that's what we are targeting.
Okay, understood. And secondly, on the margin side, now two things have happened. One thing that you spoke about is the introduction of more technology leading to efficiency gains. And secondly, is the mix change, because now the overall revenue profile is dominated by tunneling and water, unlike earlier when road used to be the most important part. So, what would be the sustainable EBITDA margin, excluding other income, that we should target from the mix that we have now, which is different?
So, you're right to the extent that the EBITDA margins will be governed by the mix of the revenue. However, we expect the split to remain more or less equal between the three verticals that we are talking about, which is the transport, the tunneling, and the water. So I would not want to change the guidelines, but guidance on the EBITDA. But the EBITDAs that you see in Q1 are sustainable in that range.
Okay. And finally, on the order inflow, so earlier when we were, I think, talking about 9 to 10,000 crore, now we are talking about 10 to 11,000 crore. So we are incrementally more positive about getting higher orders in FY26 as opposed to previous quarters.
Because we see much, much better visibility both on water as well as on the transport. And our interactions with our prospective clients tell us that they are bullish about the auto pipeline going forward in the next 8 months.
Okay. So, one project we got completed. How much is the receivable when we sell that particular project, the Meerut one, right?
Yeah, this project is Anta Samaya project, which we have got the PCOD on 15th May. In this project, we have invested equity of 160 crore. It will not be appropriate to talk about the valuation at this moment. Since it is a marquee project, we expect that this would provide us return in 2x, which is better from the last monetization deal, which was at 1.5x. We expect to close this in the current financial year.
So, sir, the Mukarba Shock Panipat project where PCOD, so is there any receivable?
Yes, there is. So we have already sold this project to Actis, and price is already fixed, 269 crore plus 6% interest from the 2022. Differential amount, we have already taken some money, so that will be transferred. So net impact will be around 140 crore will we get from the in terms of the cash flow.
Okay. And on SmartOps, so how much will be WMEL shareholding in SmartOps?
The holding in the SmartOps, WMEL is 50%.
50%. So net for our company will be 50% into 60%, like
30%. That is correct.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best for the coming call.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavik Shah from Invexa Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. So first, first I want to clarify. So did we say 10 to 11,000 crores of order inflow guidance for FY26?
That is right.
Right, sir. And sir, we have a strong order book in Michigan of around 2,900 crores. So generally, what is the execution timeline over there?
Because the, one of the orders in that 2900 crores is an 1100 crore order book, which is a long term contract, which should take about 7 years to complete. The rest of the order book, the normal timelines are anything between 1.5 year to 3 years.
Okay, sir. And sir, we are seeing of investment of 137 crore in our press release. So is it only the HAM investment or is it including the CAPEX and all other investments? Can you just break it up if possible?
It is equity investment in HAM project.
Okay, equity investment is 137 crores, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and so last question. Are we seeing any delays in Maharashtra in, say, bids opening up, bids coming, or say on the receivable side as well? Anything that we are witnessing?
We are not witnessing any delays on the receivables, so our receivables are absolutely real time. So there is nothing that you can see. You know, these large projects getting delayed by a month or this way or that way is something that all businesses anticipate. So we don't see any, we have no red flags as far as what we see.
Okay, so there is no negative income impact of the lively banner scheme which you are seeing in Maharashtra?
No, there is, we see no negative impact.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ridesh Gandhi from Discovery Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. And any update you can give us on what's happening with the oil and gas business and any update on the development approval?
Thank you. I was hoping that this question, I had addressed this in my opening statement. As I said, that we are working with ONGC and DGH for the evacuation of the asset. So as you would recall that we have given the main project that we have, or the main block that we have is MBSN 2005/2 or Mumbai block. We have given the declaration of commerciality last quarter. So we expect the evacuation, discussions to conclude in next 60 to 90 days, hopefully. These are government companies and this is government. And as you know, that government has come up with the rules for sharing of infrastructure. So if the rules are quickly adapted, the draft rules are already out, it will be easier to conclude the discussions. And based on that, we expect in the next Q3 weeks to have a better information to share with you.
So, as in, if the things play out, could you give us the kind of contours of how this could then look?
So we have three blocks, as you know, MBSN 2005/2, V9, and C37. Commerciality of all the three blocks is established. The question is how the evacuation will take place in the surface facility as far as the blocks are concerned is reasonably well clear to us. The clarity is what does not exist at this point in time is where from which route will the evacuate these this gas and condensate and process it well. So these two issues are right now under discussion with ONGC and the DGH. So the controls are, once this is known, we will actually know in what time frame these can be modernized.
All right, sir. Thank you. That's all for me. Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks once again for coming and joining us today. I hope we have addressed all your queries. We remain committed to creating long-term value for our stakeholders, and our focus is on improving return on equity and return on capital employed. Should you have any further questions or feedback, please feel free to reach out to our CFO or investor relations team. Thank you and good day.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of JM Financial Institutional Securities Limited and Wellspun Enterprises, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.